Strong Beginnings is one of the 100 federal Healthy Start programs around the country that are dedicated to improving infant mortality rates.
That is Strong Beginnings Program Director Peggy Vandermeulen, whose organization, quote, seeks to promote racial equity and eliminate disparities in birth outcomes between whites and people of color in Kent County. A report released this week by the Michigan League for Public Policy found that while infant death rates overall have dropped in the last year in Michigan, African-American infants are twice as likely to die before turning age one as white infants. While the report found there has been an increase in smoking by mothers of color, Vandermeulen says the problem isn't smoking, it's systemic.
What accounts for this disparity between black and white infant deaths is the racism that is so pervasive in our society, racism and discrimination that contributes to chronic lifelong stress that results in physical changes that result in premature birth and ultimately infant death.
Strong Beginnings is working to lower the number of infant deaths through a number of services they provide. In addition, Strong Beginnings works to educate and encourage women during their pregnancies and for the first couple of years of the baby's life. And Vandermeulen says it's working.
Among the women in our program, our rates for all of those measures, infant mortality, low birth weight, and prematurity, are somewhere probably between 30 to 50% lower than they are for comparable populations in Kent County and Grand Rapids. So we are seeing significant improvements in birth outcomes among our participants.
The report also found that the Hispanic community's infant mortality rate has risen by 15%, and Vandermeulen says that the stress of immigration has played a significant part. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.